Let's get to business now with Giles Beckford. Giles.
Thank you, Corin Adamari. In the business news this morning, if we don't invest in houses, then what? Two corporate heavyweights signal a brighter future, and we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. The Governor of the Reserve Bank says more alternative investment options for the country could see the housing market cool and set the country up for a more sustainable financial future. House prices gained 20% in the past year, and since the scrapping of the loan-to-value restrictions, high-risk loans to property investors have risen. Well, that's a concern for banks and the wider economy and the financial stability of them, according to the central bank. Adrian Orr says housing has long been the favourite asset for New Zealand investors.
And the rest of our capital markets remain too thin, too small, and I would love to see those grow and deepen, because that in itself may create a much richer and more sustainable financial system.
Well, we asked the head of private wealth research at Craigs Investment Partners, Mark Lister, what about the capital markets, which includes shares, bond market, investment funds, all of which are ripe for such investment. He says the biggest challenge isn't necessarily fattening up the capital markets, although he wouldn't complain if more companies were to go public. But he says the biggest hurdle is simply getting people to be more comfortable with them.
Because our share market's been a great performer over the years. It's actually far outpaced property in terms of returns, and there are no shortage of things to invest in. We would love more, but there's still no shortage in share markets or other markets around the world. I think the challenge here in New Zealand is that people love property, they've grown up with it, their parents invested in property, and they do have a bit of a blinkered viewpoint about alternatives outside of property.
Mark Lister says capital markets continue to suffer from the way attitudes were bent around by the great share market crash of 1987 and the ability to borrow large amounts of money at low interest rates. And we'll have the Reserve Bank Governor, Adrian Orr, on the program in about half an hour talking about that financial stability report. Well, construction company Fletcher Building is expecting the unexpected in forecasting a good start to the second half of the year. Its underlying profit for the 6 months ending December is expected to beat the year before by about $100 million in the range of $305 to $320 million before one-off items. Chief Executive Ross Taylor says the company's making good progress in improving its performance across all its businesses.
The unexpected twist in FY20 was COVID-19. But because we dealt with its consequences quickly and firmly, it has allowed us to stay on track with our plans to keep driving performance and growth across the entire business. As we covered in our recent trading update, we expect first half volumes to remain very resilient and continue in line with the strong trading we've seen so far through FY21. The second half remains less certain, but from what we can tell from our present quote activity and order books, we expect a reasonable start.
That's Ross Taylor, Chief Executive of Fletcher Building, speaking at yesterday's annual shareholders meeting. Another company glowing in performance at the moment is Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. Strong growth, helped in part by the pandemic, isn't expected to slow, even if COVID-19 is brought under greater control around the world. The company's half-year profit was up 86% to $226 million, with good demand for its hospital equipment, which has been used by hospitals treating people with the virus. Well, Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds doesn't expect the growth to lose much momentum, even if COVID hospitalizations drop, as the pandemic has accelerated the company's expansion into new markets. He points to China's ongoing demand for Fisher & Paykel healthcare products, despite having the pandemic under control, and that's a path that other countries will follow.
And we know that China was the first into this crisis, and, you know, touch wood, it looks like it's come out the other side of it. So in terms of the demand for their high-growth hospital products, after a short lull in the pace of demand immediately following them getting the crisis under control, demand growth is now continuing at a strong pace, which indicates we won't see demand growth evaporate globally when COVID eventually evaporates.
Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds. Time for a very quick look at Wall Street. It's a bit mixed, pullback from previous highs. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 0.5%. The S&P marginally lower. The Nasdaq up about 0.33%. A 1% gain for the top 50 index locally yesterday. New Zealand dollar 70.1 US, the highest since mid-2018, and 95.2 Australian. And Brent crude oil up at an 8-month high. Update those numbers for you around 8:30.